You're listening to WKGN, AM 1340 Knoxville, FM 101.5 West Knox, and streaming online at foxsportsknoxville.com. Fan Run Radio.
865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
Talk sports.
John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody on the MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Talk sports. Talk sports, ay. Talk sports, give you what you ask for. Talk sports, ay. Talk sports. Talk sports, give you what you ask for, ay.
Hour two of the program kicking off. Let's go to Cody Mack for some headlines.
Bracketology update from Joe Lunardi at ESPN. He still has Tennessee as a 4 seed, same as he did last week, despite the loss to Georgia on Saturday. He's got Tennessee as a 4 in the Midwest, playing in Boise in the first round against Buffalo.
Ugh. I mean, Buffalo, okay, sure. They don't sound too scary, but a 4 seed going to Boise, which means you miss out on Nashville. You then miss out on Atlanta. That stink. Things were set up so perfectly like a week and a half ago.
If Tennessee won, theoretically, in Boise, they would play Michigan, the 5 seed, or Loyola Chicago, the 12. And Xavier is the 1 seed in that region, Purdue the 2. So not a terrible region, really, if you did get sent to the Midwest. CBS Sports.
I don't care about the opponents. I care about the stupid location. Boise? And where would that Sweet 16 be at? Do you know?
I just clicked off of it.
Sure. You're good.
Let me tell you about – let me give you some good news here. Our boy Jerry Palm.
Love Jerry Palm.
At
much,
CBS.
Much smarter than Joey Brackets.
Much better at his job. He has Tennessee in the South region.
There we go.
In the first
still
round.
Still in Atlanta, baby.
Now, that would still constitute a game at Boise.
That's fine.
In Boise.
That's fine. I'll go to Boise if I can get the chance of Atlanta for the Sweet 16.
You would be playing Louisiana in Boise as a 4 seed. And in that region, Ohio State's the 5 seed, South Dakota State the 12. So that would be your possible second round
matchup. Who was the 5 seed?
Ohio State.
That'd be fun.
Seen them in the tournament once or twice.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So that would be interesting.
To answer my question from Joey Brackets, the Sweet 16 Elite Eight would be in Omaha or the Midwest.
I see.
Omaha is the Midwest. Los Angeles is the West. Atlanta for the South, Boston for the East. Just if you're looking at Tennessee's tournament run, obviously 2 weeks ago it sounded more likely that you were going to be worrying about the Sweet 16 Elite Eight, but I do still think it's worth mentioning. Omaha, L.A., Atlanta, Boston.
Well, if you can beat Louisiana and Ohio State in Jerry Palm's bracket, you would go to Atlanta to play probably Virginia or Michigan State. Well, it would be Virginia, according to his bracket. So that's that. Team USA Women's Hockey is set to play for gold at the Olympics.
Shout out to the women, because the men have been getting the hell beat out of them, right?
Yeah, they lost their first game to, like,
then they turned around and lost again.
The Czech Republic or something?
Yeah, they blew the one that we talked about last week, and then over the weekend lost again. I don't know. Are they getting out of tournament play? They might not even get out of pool play.
Well, the American women beat down Finland yesterday.
Just like soccer. The men struggle. The women win.
A 5-0 win over Finland. And Finland women's hockey, I tell you, that's a solid hockey team. That Finland women's hockey team, they're really good. I mean, they've got a long history of success. So to beat Finland women's hockey, it's a good feat.
It was the damn Russians. that beat the U.S. over the weekend, 4-0.
Damn Russians. Imagine that.
The headline from the Washington Post, out of miracles, U.S. men's hockey whipped by Russians 4-0.
Oh, that's cute. Still damn playing it on that 38 years after the fact, huh?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so, yeah, the women are getting set to play in the finals against
Canada?
Some other team. Is it Canada?
I don't know. I was just going to say, I feel like Canada's always good. I feel like it's usually U.S. versus Canada, but maybe I'm wrong.
Nah, I think it is. I think you're right. I think it's Canada. I'm trying to scroll here. Down.
It's fine.
It's either going to be Canada or the Olympic athletes from Russia, apparently. I think it's Canada. Let's go with Canada. The Lady Vols have lost 2 games in a row. They lost to Alabama. this is a team that was...
So they lost to Alabama for the first time, and they turned around and lost to who?
Yeah.
Missouri for the second time ever?
Missouri on the road, yeah.
Mm. How does it feel, Cody? How does that make you feel?
I don't feel anything.
Okay, just checking.
I feel like Holly Warlick's not in good shape. Is there a more impossible job than Holly Warlick's
job?
I shouldn't
have laughed. I just laughed at you. I wasn't laughing at the Lady Vols. I mean, I guess I kind of was.
You laughed at me because I support the Lady Vols.
Yeah, I was laughing
at you. As a good Tennessee fan would do.
I was laughing at you for being so dejected. I shouldn't have laughed at the team. I guess I kind of was. Because on Saturday, I actually did have a heartfelt conversation with myself as Russell went to the bathroom during voluntary reaction. That just like you were getting ready to say, it's an impossible job for Holly.
It really is. And she's obviously not living up to – I mean, for the talent she's got, I don't think she's doing a very good job.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, good Lord, how do you do her job, you know?
Well, and also I hearken back to the Players Tribune piece that she wrote last year. Did you read that? Where she was basically just like, I never wanted to be the head coach of Tennessee. I want a Pat to live forever type of thing.
Yeah.
But, of course, I was going to accept it. I wasn't meant to be a head coach. Like, she kind of knows that she's not cut out for the job. So I did – I shouldn't have laughed at that. I was laughing at you. Because I do kind of feel bad for Holly.
I'm glad you have a little remorse now.
I have remorse for laughing at Holly just because it was hypocritical. Because Saturday I had a heartfelt moment. Now I'd been drinking some whiskey, sitting here doing the postgame
show. Got to thinking about Holly.
We were talking about Holly, and I was just being self-reflective, like, you know. But here on Monday, I just laughed.
You know, I think Holly's done a good job.
You leave Holly alone, okay?
Leave Holly alone.
She's trying her best.
Tough job she has. You know, if Tennessee, I tell you what, though, Tennessee could probably bring in one of these coaches like Don Staley at South Carolina or the
I'm not talking women's coaching hot board with
the,
you.
Or the Mississippi State coach, like, because you got to want to get out of Starkville, right? What's his name? Or is it a Vivian or who am I thinking? Anyway, okay.
I'm not talking women's coaching hot board with you. I'm not doing it.
Just saying.
I'm not doing it.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well,
I'm just saying. Not doing it.
Speaking of women in sports, Danica Patrick's last NASCAR race was yesterday. Do you know that?
Oh, it was her last NASCAR race? I saw that it was her last Daytona 500. I assumed that she was doing the whole season. So she just did the one race yesterday?
Yes. It was her final NASCAR race.
Let me guess. She wrecked.
It ended in a wreck.
What was her best finish? Did she ever get – she got a top 10 finish before, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she had some top 10s. I mean, surely, right? I don't think she ever cracked the top 5.
Interesting.
She might have cracked the top 5. You know, she's only 35. I always assumed Danica Patrick was about 48.
She's how old?
35.
I mean, she's dating Aaron Rodgers now. I mean, she's one of the power couples.
It's still odd to me that they're dating.
It is very odd to me, too.
I'm trying to look and see her best finish, but I don't know. I don't think she's finished that many races. Anyway, Adam Silver was upbeat on last night's All-Star game. And guess what, John? I'm sure you already knew this. But he said that the TV draft next year is likely to be televised. The players draft.
Yep, and that was the big... That was the big gripe of this year's All-Star game. especially the selection process, was we want to see the draft. And Adam Silver said, I think Adam Silver basically kind of called out the players and the players' union by saying they didn't want to. They don't want it. The agents didn't want the players getting their feelings hurt. Because now Adam Silver came back and said, the players have talked to me. They said they're all-stars, they're big boys, they can handle it. Let's televise the draft.
Didn't want the players to get their feelings hurt.
Well, I mean that was a little exaggeration. It was basically the agents didn't want their clients getting embarrassed type of thing.
Because they, you know, if you're the
24th All-Star pick, like that would be embarrassing to be the last pick. But the All-Stars all said we're the top 24 players in the league. Like, how embarrassing would that actually be?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you get picked last. I mean, that's fine. You're still an All-Star.
Well, that's kind of the thinking behind it. So now they're going to give us what they want. They should do it at. They should do it like Saturday night.
Prime time.
Let's spruce up that Saturday night. Maybe Friday night during the celebrity game if you want to try to get people to watch the Friday game. Let's throw them together with like 2 days to prepare. I mean, because they're not running actual plays and stuff, right? They're not actually practicing.
They're just throwing some shots up.
That's it.
I'd be fine with that. Or do it on Saturday, right after the dunk competition. You know who's on your team that night.
That's it? Then you guys all get together and go party out that night, Saturday night?
You prep that night, or go party that night, whatever. And then the next day, that's your team.
All right. I'm okay with that. Game more headlines?
No.
Disney expecting a $235 million opening weekend for Black Panther, breaking some records. I think worldwide it was close to $400 million.
So they're already making their money.
Yeah, it took $200 million to make it. They made $387 million worldwide, so they already doubled their investment.
On the first weekend.
Yeah, the first it was ever. All these movies come out Thursday nights now anyway. That way they can get an extra day towards their opening weekend numbers. But Black Panther took in an estimated $387 million worldwide, $235 million expected from North America.
Wow.
It's a good movie. I went to see it.
You did?
Yep, I went to see it Saturday. I went to see it Saturday at like 3 o'clock by myself. And I felt really bad getting a large popcorn by myself.
Were there a lot of people there?
It was packed. I got there a little bit early. I had me a seat picked out by myself. Although I made the mistake, there were two seats open in between me and the couple next to me. I probably should have left the aisle row open, sit in the middle, kept one seat on each side of us, and just kind of played defense. That way I'd have both armrests. I left two seats open. And a couple came and sat down between us, so then we were packed to the rim.
So you were out in, like, the middle?
No, I was on the aisle.
Oh.
I was on an aisle. So I kept the one armrest to myself, so I did have the one outside. And to the guy's credit who sat down next to me, he was cuddled up with his woman, so he leaned over. I had both armrests. He gave me plenty of room. So it actually wasn't that bad.
Did she lean over?
No, I mean, to the guy next to her, she wasn't next to me.
To you.
No, I was on the aisle. Why would she lean over to me? Our boyfriend was in between us.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Did you even listen to the story?
Sort of. I still.
You didn't listen.
No, aisle seat,
big guy, girlfriend. Why would she lean over to me?
Because
it's me, big guy, girlfriend.
Maybe she thought you were cute. I don't know.
I was the only white guy in the row.
Were you really?
Yeah.
The whole row?
Yeah.
But you looked at a place.
Either that or I was down with the cause, one way or the other.
There you go.
Spin zone, I was down with the cause. Catch a break, come back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back. back on the program. 865-546-8200 if you have anything you want to weigh in on. Open phone lines. It's an open Monday. Freestyle Monday. Freestyle Monday. Apparently, the men's hockey team is having to play in a play-in game to get to the quarterfinals.
Sad.
I'm trying to look. Dylan sent that in. The men have to play in a play-in game to get to the quarterfinals.
You got
to
get past Slovenia or something?
Yeah, a rematch with them.
Yeah. Really?
I think it's, yeah.
Is it really Slovenia?
Oh, well, no, it's Slovakia. Oh. But it's close enough for me.
I just guessed.
Well, I remember I was Googling U.S. men's hockey, and then like the headline from USA Today is U.S. men's hockey team must play up-tempo in Winter Olympics rematch with Slovakia. I remember the SOL, or the SL, I guess. Not SOL.
Sounds like that's what they are, though.
Yeah, I was just mostly doing that because I can't spell Slovakia. That's why I said it's not SOL. I don't want people thinking I spelled it Slovakia.
Slovakia?
Yeah, but obviously the old SOL, they might be that too. But yeah, Slovakia.
Slovakia?
Slovakia.
Slovakia?
Slovakia.
Why do you have trouble with Slovakia?
I don't have trouble with Slovakia.
You said you didn't know how to spell it. It sounds just like it's spelled.
I understand that, but when I was telling you, explaining why I thought it might have been Slovenia, I was explaining that I saw the SLO, but I accidentally said SOL. So I was just now explaining that I do know how to spell Slovakia.
Do you know how to spell Slovenia?
S-L-O-V-E-N-I-A-N. No.
That's Slovenian.
What am I supposed to spell?
Nah, you got it.
What am I supposed to spell?
No, Slovenia. It's, you got it. You just added it.
Added an N?
Yeah.
Slovenia. Slovenia. Yeah, I can spell it.
You know, Czechoslovakia.
I can't spell that.
Well, that used to be both countries. Do you know that? They split.
That what was?
Slovakia and the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Used to be Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They split at some point.
West Germany and East Germany used to just be, that's what Germany used to be.
The whole big thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like Virginia and West Virginia.
Were they a thing? When did they split? Virginia and West Virginia. When did they split?
I can't remember. I think it was before my time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was definitely before your time.
But no, at one time it was all Virginia, I think.
Was it during the Civil War?
May have been.
Because like Virginia they were the first. No, South Carolina was the first.
That would make sense if it was the Civil War. Like West Virginia would have gone to the North.
Yeah.
And regular Virginia would have gone to the South.
I was going to say they were the first to succeed, but I know they weren't. South Carolina was.
Tennessee was the last to secede. Fun fact.
You know, Texas was going to secede a while back, and they decided not to. Kind of wish they would have.
California talking about it, too.
Do what?
Isn't California talking about doing that now?
Yeah, they had said.
They talked about doing it now, and they talked, well, maybe we'll just split up into different states.
Yeah.
Well, there's your history lesson for the day.
Did Tennessee secede?
I was going to say that we didn't.
Tennessee seceded.
We did, though.
We almost had a
West Virginia-Virginia situation. East Tennessee almost didn't split.
I was going to say East Tennessee stayed with the Union, right?
Like, for the most part. Like, there wasn't as much fighting in East Tennessee as there was the rest.
Because I know that, like, Athens, where I'm from, was a big battlefield city.
But as a region, East Tennessee, like, almost split like West Virginia did.
Mm-hmm. And then East Tennessee.
So, from Knoxville west, they were more ready to go to
war. They're probably more like, hey, Mississippi type of people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we need these help. We need this help in the fields type of situation.
Probably so.
Yeah. That makes sense. Although, like in hindsight, you probably would have thought that maybe East Tennessee was that, but no, East Tennessee.
Nashville, for sure.
Yeah.
That area.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, you go a little south of Nashville, they basically still think that way. Not everyone, but, you know.
But Athens, yeah. Athens, the Robert E. Lee had his headquarters, or one of his headquarters, down in one of the hotels down there. It's actually kind of cool. You could see, like, in the courtyard, like, some Downtown, like the city hall and stuff, there are still some bullet holes, like in the buildings and stuff like that from shootouts down there.
Your hometown?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hometown of Jace.
Or Robert Close enough. Robert E. Lee, you said he had a house down there?
It was a hotel. It got repurposed as a hotel later, but it used to be like his headquarters, yeah.
Ah.
There's like underground tunnels all throughout Athens. If you look like under like his hotel, there's like an entryway into some tunnels. They go all throughout downtown Athens with different exits. That way, in case something ever happened.
They're underground?
Yeah.
Do they do like tours?
No, stuff? They don't do tours. It's like kind of, I don't want to say forbidden, but like if you go down there, there's usually homeless people and stuff.
Oh, really?
Like hanging out in the tunnels now.
Well, that's sad.
Like staying out of the weather and such. But there's also some really scary paintings on the walls. Some like devil satanic stuff.
Rats.
Rats too. That's where I learned about the Illuminati for the first time.
Just dead people down there.
Yeah. That's
just,
right.
Just down in the caves. Is this where you learned about the Illuminati?
Well, it's not caves, it's tunnels. It's different.
Is it fun to explore?
It was always kind of scary because I didn't want to run into some homeless people down there. I guess I should do it now because I was like in high school.
They'd ask for change.
Or Civil War guests.
They do say Athens is haunted. I mean, the houses like downtown Athens, like the people who own them now all say like if you just put a rocket chair in the middle of the thing, it'll start rocking sometimes. The hotel is apparently haunted too. Like I actually had a friend, speaking of the Olympics, he's South Korean. Shout out to Taehoon. His parents bought the Robert E. Lee Hotel, and then they put a restaurant down below it, like in the nice place of it. But upstairs, like where they lived, was all just hotel rooms. And it was terrifying to like go up and stay with him because, you know, like there would be like their rooms would be like in three or four of the hotel rooms, and there was just hallways of just empty rooms.
Really?
Yeah. And like helping him move in there was like pretty terrifying.
Sounds creepy.
Yeah. And
so he still live there?
No, he had to go back to Korea and serve in the military.
Ah.
They made him go back and serve his time in the military. But apparently, like during the Robert E. Lee days, it was also like a brothel and like some crazy stuff went down. So like I was always convinced that it was haunted.
Just got prostitute ghosts roaming the hallways.
Yeah, it was scary.
That's pretty creepy.
And like his little niece, who's also Korean, always scared me because she kind of looked like the girl in the ring. So like we were playing hide and go seek back there, it was always very terrifying. Very scary. And there's your history lesson for today. Coming back in with some Migos. Migos, one of the winners of All-Star Weekend. Quavo won MVP All-Star in the Friday night game. I enjoyed the Euro step move. And then the ESPN announcer dropping, I'm going to say unknowingly, a cocaine reference. Like, he tried to drop one of, like, Quavo's lyrics, but it was 17-5, same color as a T-shirt, which is referencing cocaine prices, and then obviously a white T-shirt, cocaine's white. So I don't know if ESPN knew what they were doing, but them dropping cocaine lyrics on the telecast on Friday, I guess, is one of the added benefits to the celebrity game.
I did not catch the celebrity game.
Usually I watch it. I didn't. Friday I was watching high school basketball. I went back to my alma mater on Friday.
In Athens?
Yeah, they weren't playing, but that's where the tournament was located. Mm-hmm.
Is it like a district tournament?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already that time of the year, huh?
Yep. My stepsister is a basketball coach for Sweetwater's girls team.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and they were in the district semifinals, so I went down and watched.
Did they win?
They did not.
Damn it.
They did not. They play third place tonight, and then region start this week as well. So it's funny, they're in that same region. Did you see what happened in Chattanooga a couple like weeks ago, I guess a month or so ago? Between like East Brainerd or Brainerd and Austin East.
It was a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like where the number two team in the state is like ineligible for the postseason this year.
Because of the fight?
Yeah. Like and next year. Like they're ineligible next year too.
Why are they ineligible?
Because they had a benches clearing brawl and like a stands clearing.
Yeah, I was gonna say not the game, not just benches. Like fans are coming out of the stands and stuff.
But I went back and I watched that video, and it all started with the flop.
So they're punishing the kids.
The kids were the ones fighting.
The kids don't get to play in the postseason.
They don't get to play in the postseason.
That's part of the game. Sometimes tempers flare. You can't ban them from the postseason for a fight.
They banned them for 2 years.
That seems excessive.
That does seem excessive. 2 years? Not well worth it. 2 years for fighting?
I didn't know you could get banned from the postseason for fighting.
Well, they did.
That's so dumb.
Number two team in the state.
It's dumb.
But I watched the video over the weekend, and yeah, it just started with the flop. Like a guy gets fouled, or they're diving for a loose ball, and then one guy gets up and like chests the one guy, and when he hits him with the chest, the other guy just flops, falls down, and then like the team is right there in front of the bench. They surround him, and then the other team comes sprinting down. It was all a misunderstanding.
Sounds like it.
So flopping has ruined high school basketball, I guess. Going back to basketball, Tennessee's resume. You gave us the bracketology updates. Both of those guys still had Tennessee as a 4 seed, right?
Yes.
One in the Midwest, one in the South. Obviously, we prefer the South here because you would get to Atlanta.
Although that Midwest region did look a little easier.
I'd still rather have the chance to go to Atlanta to watch the team.
Yeah, I think so.
Than worrying about like getting to the Sweet 16. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's the wrong line of thinking.
So if they get to the Sweet 16, we're going to broadcast live from Atlanta, right?
It'll depend on the schedule. I mean, it'll either be Thursday or Friday where Tennessee will be playing if it's in Atlanta. And it'll, you know, tip off's usually at earliest 6:40. So yeah, I would imagine we could get down there and get set up somewhere.
It's going to be fun.
I guess we'll worry about that when we get there. We do have a March Madness celebration coming up, partnered here locally with Elkmont Exchange. We'll be there the Thursday and Friday of the first round and then championship Monday. So we do have that. Go ahead and start making those plans to join us because everyone takes off that Thursday and Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
At least half days?
Yeah.
I would all. Last year we did it here locally, and we had a good turnout. People skipping it to come, and that was without Tennessee. 3 and 14 matchups are usually first. I feel like the 3 and 4 seeds always. Maybe they'll play at noon, and we can end the show an hour early and just enjoy the game.
Ah, yeah.
Get an hour
off work.
Maybe
they'll play at 11.
Yeah. 11 when you were in Arkansas in high school.
Yeah.
12 here.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
In the Eastern time zone.
11 Central Time.
Since we have to work on President's Day. Since we're out here having to work on President's Day, as the bankers get to take the day off.
Out here delivering audio while these bankers just sit at home and do nothing.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's grab Roger. Hey, Roger, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Doing okay. Doing okay, Roger.
That's good. You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up?
That's good. Not much. Hey, Cody. How's it going, Cody?
I'm okay, Roger. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Good to talk to y'all. I just wanted to. Y'all have a good weekend. Good weekend.
Yeah, it was good, Roger. What's up?
Mine was subpar.
You want to talk about the basketball loss?
It's sort of. Yeah, I just want to ask about. That's what I asked about the coming up. Is it too? I know y'all talking about the. Auburn lost, and then but Auburn could just took it. I just want to ask you, what can Tennessee playing better? I want to ask you, what do you think one can do? What can you do to kind of know that it's important coming up? And I know it still get to the Eastern Tempo, but I don't think we're not somehow. I just want to ask you, what everyone needs to do, and what can you do to get them to play? I know it's hard to play good every year. I mean, every game, but what can you do to get them to play well to win tonight and then out? You know, what can you do to get them to play better, you know? Coming out, what can you do again to focus better, you know?
Rick Barnes wants, appreciate the phone call, Roger. Rick Barnes wants Grant Williams to start playing tougher, essentially. Rebound better, play better defense. I think Rick Barnes thinks that it's going to be toughness, and that toughness has to come from your best player and your leader. And your leader is Grant Williams. Tennessee didn't get hurt too bad in the RPI. Only down to 15th, so they're still in position for a top four seed.
What did they drop, two spots?
I believe it was two, yeah. I think they were 13th and then down to 15th, so yeah, two spots. Helped out by Vanderbilt winning, beating Florida, Kentucky winning. Villanova may be the most impressive game in a while, blowing out Xavier.
They've done that twice now.
This time, year. Yeah, but this time on the road.
Yeah.
This time on the road. Just beat, you know, they were up 19. I believe it got all the way down to a four-point lead, and then Villanova able to rebound and then run away with it. Despite, you know, I kept seeing that the story of the game was officiating. I saw everyone complaining about the officiating between Xavier and Villanova. Talking about free throws and all of that, because Xavier shot 22 free throws to Villanova's 5. That seems like a crazy stat. One team shoots 17 more free throws and loses by 16 points. That seems like a crazy stat, but then you see Villanova hit 16 three-pointers compared to Xavier's 6.
16 threes.
So you'll take, and that's kind of a good just indicament of basketball in 2018. The old school mentality of go down to the post, get fouled, and go to the free throw line, that type of mentality. Xavier able to outscore Villanova by 16 from the free throw line, but they turn around and get outscored by 30 from the three-point line, and they lose by 16 points. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a 14-point difference in specialty and a 16-point margin of victory.
You know, I've been trying to come up with a team in March who I really like, because even the teams at the top, they've all taken some L's lately. Michigan State, really the only one that hasn't. They've won, they've won about 10 games in a row. I really like Nova.
Has Villanova thrown everybody off the stench of, like, hey, we always get upset? Randy Foy, Kyle Lowry, that's a pretty good squad.
Yeah.
Like, they lost to Florida.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it's pretty much been one and done or two and done.
They won the title
outside of
2 years ago with the title. I still think – I think they got over it then. Feel like they got over the hump then. I don't know. I don't know who to pick.
So you think your guy – you think your guy is
– I think Villanova's my guy.
You think Jay Wright's going to get you one good tournament run before the FBI takes him down?
Yeah. You know, I saw this weekend Roy Williams said he felt like his program was not going to be a part of that whole thing. He said he thought they were clean.
Well, on one hand, can he come out and say, yeah, we're about to get crushed?
Well, of course not.
Yeah, guys, this is about to be bad. Trust me.
Of course not. But he also commented on the other programs. He basically said, yeah, I'm not surprised. They're going to take down a bunch of them.
Yeah, and Roy Williams coaches North Carolina, who wins with 3 and 4 year guys. They win with juniors and seniors. They don't win with the one and done guys. So if you're Roy Williams, you probably do feel confident that you're not going to get busted for these lottery picks, because you don't produce any lottery picks. You don't produce any of the big-time NBA guys. You just don't. But at the same time, shut the hell up, because we all know you're dirty, one way or the other. Like, don't get up on your high horse when you were running a fake college. Right? You can say you're good in this one, but I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear it.
Hey, he's just trying to help his kids through school.
14 years in the tournament for Jay Wright. 21-13 record. Is that good?
Sounds good.
21-13 in the tournament. Is that a good record?
I think that's a pretty good record.
I mean, that's obviously getting knocked out 13 times, winning the 14th. You're averaging over one win in appearance, obviously, but you're averaging less than 2 wins per appearance.
I think it's pretty good.
Is 21-13 a good postseason record? I feel like it's not.
I mean, it depends on the scale. Or I guess if we're talking elite championship caliber, maybe not. I mean, it's not Coach. Yeah, it's, you know. I mean, who has a better? I guess Coach K.
I don't know if Coach K has a better one. Like Rick. I mean, if that's not a good, if that's on one hand, if that's not a good tournament record, then you're not going to want to hear Rick Barnes's. You know what Rick Barnes's tournament record is?
What?
21-22.
Right.
So he's averaging less than one win per tournament.
What is Bill Self's? Like, because I'm trying to think of teams or you know, coaches who are kind of there every year. But you do think of Duke.
Bill Self's isn't going to be great either because he's ripe for the upset too.
Well, you do. I mean, you think of Duke and Kansas sometimes losing those games they shouldn't lose. You know, the Northern Iowas, although
I would not have thought this. I wouldn't have thought Bill Self would be this good in tournaments.
Is it
42-18? It's a lot better than I thought. Mm. It's a lot better than I thought. I take back the Bill Self criticism. So Jay Wright,
Kansas is usually there. I mean, they're usually.
I always think of them as getting upset, though. Like I always think of them getting upset. But he has made two Final Fours with Kansas.
Northern Iowa. He's only made two.
Yeah,
Kansas. See, I would have thought he had made more than two Final Fours.
I believe it's just two Final Fours, 08, the year they won it all, and then 2012.
Yeah.
Are his only Final Fours.
Coach K.
I looked up Tom Izzo's next.
Izzo's got to be.
Yeah, because you always think of Izzo with the tournament success. Tom Izzo, 47-19.
Yeah.
So when I'm thinking of guys who perform well in the tournament, Jay Wright doesn't come to mind, which in high, like when you compare him to stack up to the other elite coaches, he doesn't have that resume. Rick Barnes, 21-22 in the tournament, Rick.
Three tournament games. That's good, right?
I don't know, is it, if you lose more than you win? 91-28.
He's been around, he's so old. 91-28?
Yep.
So that's on par with Izzo and Self. He's basically just doubled their numbers in wins and losses.
Yeah, what percentage is that? 91-28. What percentage is that?
I don't know.
So you got 119 games and you've won 91 of them? That's essentially 75%, right?
76.4.
Yeah. And I said Izzo was 75%, 76%. Bill Self 70%. So yeah. That's basically the same clip. And Coach K, like he either wins it all or he gets bounced pretty early. Like that's kind of, I guess he either makes the Final Four or gets bounced early. It's probably more of a fair way to put that. He's made 12 Final Fours. 12 Final Fours. Wow.
Boeheim's 47-28.
I would have thought Boeheim was closer to even. But 47-28 is not very good either. You're averaging I guess you're averaging a Sweet 16 appearance. But when we're thinking of like elite coaches, like I'm thinking an average of an Elite Eight or a Final Four, like Coach K and Bill Self and Izzo and them have. Getting there and winning three games pretty much every time you go.
On average.
Yeah. Boeheim's averaging less than two. What'd you say he was, 47-28?
Yeah. Sweet 16, basically.
A little bit less. That's about a win. That's about 1.6 wins per appearance.
Is it?
I mean, 28 times 2 is 56. So, I mean, he's nine short of two wins. So I'm guessing like 1.6, 1.7, something like that. Rick Barnes averaging less than a win per trip. That sucks. We'll be back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Back on the program, coming at you live from the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Rick Barnes, 21-22. That's not good. And as Chad points out when we were talking about Jay Wright, you got six wins for Jay Wright the year he won the title, right? So without it, he'd be 15-13. So that is basically a one-win average. So with Rick Barnes, he made, what, one Final Four?
I mean, Rick Barnes' tournament resume was really pretty good, though.
Well, I mean, his resume of appearances.
No, I mean, not even appearances. I mean, he had two Sweet 16s, two Elite Eights, one Final Four. I mean, that's five pretty elite years.
So outside of that, it's been really bad, though.
Like that's a mix of
glass half full, glass half empty. Is he had a couple of good runs, but
I mean, so he's at Texas from 1998 until 2015.
Yeah.
So basically, what, 17 years?
Yeah.
He got knocked out in the first round five times.
Is that not problematic at a place like Texas?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't think it's that. I mean, I think it's pretty good. I mean,
since 2007-08, he made the Elite Eight, 31-7. I believe, was that the Kevin Durant year?
Six times, actually.
Was Kevin Durant 2007-08?
Yeah, that was the Elite Eight.
Was that Kevin Durant's year, though? Or was he 06-07? Kevin Durant was the same as Greg Oden, so it'd be 06-07, right? That was the year Greg Oden beat Tennessee.
I remember Lofton over Durant was 05 or 06.
So, yeah, it definitely wasn't 07-08.
No.
I need to know if it was 05, 06, or 06, 07. Could somebody get me the year that Kevin Durant played at Texas?
It was one of the two.
And by somebody, I mean Ben Lee. Can you get me the years that Kevin Durant played at Texas, Ben Lee?
2006, 2007.
So he took Kevin Durant to the second round of the tournament. Kevin Durant to the second round of the tournament.
I'm going glass half full here.
So we look at NCAA Elite Eight in 07-08. From that moment forward, so since 2008, since the last decade, Rick Barnes has won one, two, three tournament games in a decade is not glass half full, Cody Mack. I'm sorry, but it's not.
He's won three tournament games
since 2008, since going to the Elite Eight in 07-08, he's won three tournament games in a decade.
Yeah, I mean, he had to build it up at Tennessee. You know, I think we're excusing him for the first couple years here. Yeah, things didn't go as well toward the end of the Texas run. And that's why they fired him.
That's what got him fired.
I mean, still yet, though, body of work, right?
I don't know.
What are we used to as far as basketball standards? Bruce Pearl was like the savior, right?
Well, that's a different question. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Bruce Pearl was basically viewed as the savior.
Well, Bruce Pearl got to the tournament every year.
Right. 6 years in a row, Pearl got to the tournament with, what, three of those being Sweet 16s or better? I mean, I'm just looking at the fact that Barnes, like, if that's what we're we judge Pearl on it. He got us to the tournament every year. I mean, Barnes got Texas to the tournament, what, 17 out of 18 times?
Well, that's the question. Is if it's just making the tournament, obviously you look at that as a success, his tenure at Texas.
I look at that as a good year. Maybe my standards aren't high enough. I mean, obviously I want to win a couple games. I like to get to the Sweet 16. But, I mean, Barnes is right on, same as Bruce, or, I mean, better long-term.
Tennessee lost once out of 6 years in the first round under Bruce, though.
Right.
So, like, I do think at Tennessee, maybe I'm wrong. My expectations aren't to be one and done in the NCAA tournament. I want to win at least one game. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe I'm a new age fan who didn't really live through buzz ball. I mean, like I did, but like not cognitively. Tennessee basketball, I liked it. I liked it when, the Jerry Green days, Tennessee was good. And then, yeah, buzz ball was kind of a blip on my radar because I was just like, oh, that's fun.
So you'd say
I was at the age. I mean, like when you're 11, 12, 13, I was rooting for North Carolina and Rashad McCants. I really liked Rashad McCants and that team with Ray Felton. And then Tennessee got good after they left. And I was like, okay, I'm all in on Tennessee basketball. I mean, I was still kind of impressionable. Like, 14 and 15, like, we weren't good. I gravitated to a new team. But since that moment and since I became, like, an adult, I've started really keeping up with Tennessee basketball. And, you know, even Konzo didn't go one and done. Konzo got here. He only went to the tournament one out of 3 years. But, obviously, you know what happened. He won you three tournament games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Barnes over Konzo.
No, that's fine, but I'm talking about Tennessee postseason success. Like,
well, so you're saying your standard is at least a tournament win, right?
Tennessee's made the tournament 7 times since I've became like a big time basketball fan, and they've went one and done once.
Okay,
and that was to a, you know, that was an 8-9 matchup against Oklahoma State. That was a heartbreaker. They hit a shot. You know, they had a guard you couldn't stop. I can't remember his name, but He was unstoppable in the game. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that game.
And you lose by 1 point, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, that was a heartbreaker. But outside of that, they've made the tournament 7 times since I've been a quote-unquote adult, at least as a fan, and they've only gone one and done once. So, like, my expectation's a little bit different.
Well, by that standard, Barnes did that 10 – he was 10 for 17 at Texas by that standard.
What do you mean 10 for 17?
Not getting knocked out in the first round. So he made the tournament every year besides one. He got 1 year they didn't make the tournament. Of course, they went to the CBI. And then the other, okay. And then he got knocked out in the first round okay. 6 times. So to me, I'll take that. 10 out of 17 years you get past the first round, I'm taking it. And like I said, maybe my standards aren't high enough as a basketball fan, but
it's all about the Butch Jones stats, though, right? Like, if you look at 10 out of 17, sure. If you look out of last decade, 3 times being able to get out of the
yeah, there's a recency effect.
Yeah.
You know.
And it depends on how you look at it. Do you look at body of work or do you look at trend?
I look at body of work. It helped Philip Fulmer stay on for a long time, didn't it? I mean.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
We know.